Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Tiny Shutter. Wow, we're off to a great start. Tiny
Bravo,
Shutter Podcast. Screw it, we're doing it live. I am Mark Sadowski.
I am Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And all three are back. We're back with a vengeance, 100%, kind of.
And we missed you, Matt.
Yeah, I missed you guys. It was kind of a bummer that I couldn't make it last week, but it is what it is, and I'm here now, so it's all good. Let's move forward.
Sweet. You guys been doing any good iPhone photography lately?
I did it a little bit while I was away last week. We went to the Cleveland Botanical Garden on Sunday last week. It snowed in Cleveland. There really wasn't much else to do, so we thought it would be fun to go there in the afternoon because they release butterflies in, like, I don't know, they have like this jungle section with like all these orchids and crap.
Yeah.
And we thought it would be humorous to see if my son would be able to snatch a butterfly out of the air. which he didn't. And he didn't even really try to, but he was thoroughly enthralled with the butterflies flying around.
You know what would happen if he did catch it?
Yeah, it'd be dead.
No, straight into his mouth.
And it would be dead. Yeah, we thought about that too.
But we said F it.
Yeah, we thought, well, that's kind of funny. But I did a few shots just of some of the orchids. They were looking pretty cool. All the orchids in this place were perfect. I've never seen just, you know, nicer flowers, and they would have mist going off every so often. So like all the plants had water droplets on them, and it was just, you know, perfect for photography. And for some reason, I just really like doing kind of these isolated flower pictures where, you know, I there's nothing in the picture but the flower. I basically get rid of the entire background and just make the background black.
Yeah.
And I really have fun doing that. They're kind of tedious to do, but use a few different apps to make that happen. And I kind of have a lot of fun doing those. So I try to do some macro shots too of some of the butterflies, but, you know, they don't really stay put. And there was like one that really didn't seem too interested in moving, but I couldn't keep the phone steady enough to get like a good sharp picture. The focus just changes so rapidly when you're trying to shoot macro.
Yeah.
I fired off a bunch of shots and all of them kind of looked like crap. So
wait, did you use a lens or you just got up close?
No, I used the macro lens for my diff case.
Oh, got it.
Hey, when's your Kickstarter lens supposed to make it? What's the time frame of that? Did they mention that?
Yeah, I believe it's in June.
Okay, so it's right around the corner.
Yeah, I'm getting more and more excited for that because they haven't finalized the design yet, I don't think. But the prototypes are really freaking sweet looking. They almost have like a built-in like lens hood of sorts, like a pedal shaped lens hood.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just built in. It's not removable or anything, but it really looks killer. So I don't know. I'm pretty excited about it, even though it's kind of a big giant lens and I don't even really know how much I'll use it. I'm just excited to get it because it just looks like a really nice piece of glass.
Find it still funny that you're mentioning that they're going to probably have a lens hood that's permanently attached to it. And part of their Kickstarter video was how incredibly awkward all the other lenses on the market are.
Well, it doesn't really stick way out, and I'm not really sure how functional it is as a lens hood, but that's kind of what it looks like. And it might be there more to protect the glass if you, you know, set your phone down or drop it or something than it's to actually reduce glare.
No, I hear that. I just still think it's funny. I think that's what we mentioned before. Is I don't even remember what episode we talked about that in. But yeah, can't wait for that to come in.
Well, as soon as I get it, I'll be sure to rave about it.
Nice.
Yeah, he'll be texting us pictures of it. Look!
Yeah, I'll just take pictures of it, but not take pictures with it.
Have you guys noticed, I know we're kind of going on a little tangent here, but people who do that with their cameras, they will take massive amounts of photos of them having the camera, but you're clearly seeing that they're not actually using it.
I did that once. Last year, my wife bought me a lens adapter for my Sony NEX so that I could use Nikon lenses on my Sony. And I took a few pictures of the NEX with my Sony, or rather my Nikon 60mm macro lens attached to it.
Yeah, but you only took one photo, not a plethora.
Oh, all right.
Fine. Because clearly all the other times we were actually using the camera.
All right, well, I guess that's the magic kind of thing there. You actually, in order to not be a kind of a tool in that department, you have to actually take more pictures with the camera than you take of the camera.
Yes.
So I'm good.
Very good. Check. So anyway, how about you, Joe? How have you been doing?
Pretty good. Today, this would be Saturday, I took some guys on a hike up Crowder's Mountain in North Carolina. And so I decided to say, all right, what would be, you know, how do you get some boys involved in a hike and not be bored? So I started a contest. And this contest was to find certain things along the trail that I looked up were, that was supposed, quote unquote, supposed to be there.
A dead body. Yeah,
not quite. Almost.
Wrong movie?
No.
Stand by Me joke. Just me. Okay.
Sure. But, you know, to find like wildlife, vegetation, insects, all that type of stuff. But the only way they could get credit and get the points for seeing it is if they took a picture of it. So most of them had iPhones, and so they had to group up together and find certain things. Well, we get out there. We didn't see squat. There wasn't even a squirrel or nothing. But we had fun trying. We get up to the top
of the desert by accident.
I don't know what it was, what was going on, but it must have been just we're right in the peak of – actually peak would be the wrong word. We're right in the transition from winter to spring. Like today it was 70 degrees. And then, you know, yesterday it was like 32 degrees. So it was a huge difference. So maybe everything, all the animals and everything just decided not to come out, but it was weird. We didn't see anything.
Take a picture of a tree, maybe a bush.
Yeah, we got the trees. Yeah, that's all we could get. But we got to the top of Crowder's Mountain, the pinnacle, and it was pretty cool. They were taking shots. I got some panoramics and some group shots. I even brought my monopod and used the Joby grip put my phone on the end of it, and then I dangled my earbuds down so that I can take shots, get an elevated view. So that was fun. They got a kick out of that.
Nice.
So he's just trying to think a little bit outside the box and also get them interested in taking photos other, you know, of things other than themselves. Kids.
That's funny. All right. You know what? That's actually a good, let's just do this.
News team!
So instead of taking pictures of themselves, have you guys heard the, I don't remember what report this was, but I heard this on the news and a bunch of comedy podcasts that there is an increase of lice among children.
I did hear that.
And the reason for it is because of the inordinate amount of selfies being
selfies.
Taken. Yeah, one doctor is blaming selfies for the rise of cases of lice, which I find incredibly funny.
Oh my gosh.
I need to know about this.
I wish I had an article, but when Joe mentioned the whole thing about taking pictures of other things other than themselves, then I'm like, oh, that gotta mention that. I'm sure if you do a quick Google search, you'll find it.
I'm gonna look. But go on.
I don't even think it's an official, like, scientific study either. I think it's just some doctor, you know, just getting some cheap publicity. But if this was the case, I think that'd be pretty funny.
Now, I'm seeing, okay, World News Daily, they had selfie photos, spread head lice, ? And this is, let's see, who do they say? Oh, come on. I don't want a stupid advertisement. Health experts say there are many ways kids can spread head lice, from sharing headphones to swapping hats and clothing. But a selfie? Some think so. Head lice treatment centers across the country, including one in central Ohio, say selfies are contributing to the spread of the tiny parasites among teens and college students. Yeah.
You know, I actually almost buy it. Almost. I did photograph a sweet 16 birthday party once. And yes. Holy crap, the amount of photos that these kids are taking is incredible. But for the most part, they weren't actually doing selfies. Like, yeah, a few would do selfies, but for the most part, they're exchanging phones and having somebody else take the group shot. And this is going on, like, this had to have happened for, like, the first 25% of the party was just nothing but photography happening.
I can see a spread of colds and flu that way, but...
And herpes.
No, that's a whole other way. But that was funny.
I just wanted to say that word, that's all.
We could start our own studies. Selfies cause herpes.
Yeah, oh, jeez.
And impotence while we're at it.
Oh, jeez.
That's the worst.
It's a double whammy.
That's why I really don't do selfies.
Right?
I have no problem with them otherwise.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, there you go. Go check it out. It's somewhere out there on the web for you to find. We might link it in the show notes.
It's in there.
Okay, very good. In other news, and this is something that we just found. We're doing this recording on Saturday. We picked a different time because life got in the way of everything. And moments before I got the recording set up, I found this article. Brooklyn photographer makes $15,000 in a single day selling his Instagram prints. Now, I think, you know, this is probably some, like, you know,
that's worth looking into.
Yeah, it's an eye catcher. But I was expecting something like, you know, maybe Zacharias or something, or freaking what's her name there, Robin May, who's like this just insane Instagram celebrity, if there is such a thing.
Is Zacharias big on Instagram?
Not really.
No, he's not.
But it was. I thought it was. That was the first name that popped into my head. I thought it would just be somebody like a celebrity or something like that, or like a Zooey Deschanel or something like that. I'm sure they do crap like this. Instead, it's some dude. What's his name here?
Arnold.
Yeah.
Daniel Arnold.
And I look at for one thing, it's very impressive that, you know, he was able to do this. And what happened was he had no rent money. He had like $90 in his bank account. Total rags to riches story, if any of that is true.
Well, $15,000 isn't riches. It's helping him out of his situation.
It's a great short-term gain.
Yes.
And he better be marking that correctly because
yes,
everything is happening through PayPal, so you can understand Uncle Sam's going to want his cut. So good luck on that. Yeah, tax time is right around the corner. That's on my mind.
Yeah.
So anyway, he basically made a post saying I don't know where he made this post, but essentially the thing that he wrote said $150, and I'll give you any print from my Instagram. Just send me a PayPal invoice, and you know, I'll get that over to you. And he just got flooded with requests.
Well, he had 100 people pay $150 for a single 4x6 print of their choice.
Which I don't understand how we could do 4x6s when they're square photos on Instagram.
You crop them.
Well, that's kind of stupid. They're already pretty cropped. Anyway.
Hey, they're getting their picture.
So is this guy like famous or?
Apparently he has over 28,000 followers.
Because I'm wondering what's stopping me from doing this.
Nothing. Except you need to get 100 people to buy your photos for $150 to do the same thing.
Dude, I have done this before. Don't you have a what's it called account? What is that account?
It's I know what you're talking about. It's called 2020 now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, nobody goes to that.
And it's cheaper than $150.
Yes.
It is, but well, here's the thing. So you're talking about InstaCanvas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So yes, it's definitely cheaper and you're going to get something bigger than a 4x6. However, you know, you might spend like $40 or whatever on like a, I don't know, whatever, like 10x10 canvas or something. But I don't get the $40. I only get like a small percentage of that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'd rather have the $40. And if I got $40 for each one sold, I would certainly be pushing it harder. But I haven't really talked about it in forever.
I'm going to put on the tinfoil hat.
Okay. Wait, before you put on the tinfoil hat, hold it. Hold it over your head, but don't put it on. So I'm thinking, you know, reading this article, I found it on Petapixel. Then I reread it again on Forbes.com, which is where the article originated. And I'm looking at this. I'm thinking, this guy must be an incredible photographer.
Yes, yes, yes.
So his, what is it, Arnold_Daniel or Daniel_Arnold?
It's Daniel_Arnold.
Okay. So I go to his site, his Instagram account. And he legitimately has, you know, this many people. He has a lot of followers. But now this is from my own point of view. I'm not speaking about anybody's artistic integrity or anything, but I look at this and I'm thinking, why on earth would anybody want a print of his work? It's just, he calls it voyeuristic, which is... okay, fine. I guess it's another word for just really weird photography. Joe, describe it, because I'm not going to be able to use proper words and without insulting him.
It's very, yeah. It's almost like paparazzi style photos of normal people, or actually normal New York City people, or Brooklyn, whatever. A lot of strange situations, very strange people, but very paparazzi style. And I mentioned this to Mark off, you know, before the show. In some of the photos, you can tell he wasn't using an iPhone, just from the flash. So it's very... yeah, I want to say very much like paparazzi with normal people, not celebrities. Street photography type.
Okay, I'm looking through all this, and I don't even see it as being good photography. I'm sorry. That's my own opinion. Clearly, I'm in the minority, because over 29K now, as I'm looking at this, think this guy is the bee's knees. So I am clearly in the minority. So, but, you know, they're very blurry. They're, you know, some are, it's just weird. Why? I've been busting my ass.
All right. So, the tinfoil hat.
Okay, put on the tinfoil hat while I cry myself to sleep.
The tinfoil hat is on because I think this is a ploy by Facebook and Instagram to try to get people more interested in using Instagram.
Okay.
Because there's that potential, but not really, that potential of making money and to get as many followers as you can because of that potential.
Okay. I'm going to smack that off your face by slapping you in the face and say that if this was a ploy, I think they would have gotten somebody else to do it. Like, for example,
no. Okay, what was that article? That article you pulled up that said that he was the top Instagram person?
Yeah, that was Gawker.
Yeah. Why not use the top person and somebody who's does garbage work? Well, I can't say garbage work. Somebody who doesn't, who's not professional.
From the stuff that I've seen so far.
No, but if they use a person who is not a professional, that says to everybody else who's not a professional and whose stuff may look like it, dude, you mean there's a chance?
I think they would have used somebody along the lines of, what's his name there? Who's a dude on Google Plus? The one that moved to New Zealand.
Trey Ratcliffe.
Yeah.
No. See, you're setting the bar too high.
That's not setting the bar too high.
No, dude uses HDR. Seriously. I know, but that's still setting the bar too high.
Well, I'm sorry, did I hit a soft spot?
Yeah, you're pissing me off now.
I'm not saying that he's bad in any way, shape, or form. Trey Ratcliffe is a very talented photographer, but yes. Matt, you can do the same photography that he does.
Yes and no.
The difference is that he has access to a lot more locations than you do.
No. Not saying this isn't comparing Matt. The difference between Trey Ratcliffe and this other guy is that Trey Ratcliffe can do the business side, and he knows his way around to be able to get business. This other guy, I don't think so.
I don't know. I think if they were trying to do something, they'd use somebody better than this guy. In the grand scheme of things, 29K is not that much. I think they would have gone to somebody like Robin May, who has nearly 600,000 people, and used her as the quote-unquote guinea pig slash launching point or something like that.
I think we need to get the listeners to weigh in on this.
I think it's a moot point. I think this is a I think this is a fluke. I think this is a nice little Cinderella story. I don't think this is going to be something that is sustainable over a longer period of time. I think he got pretty lucky.
But see, that's why I'm so intrigued by this. His photos are total crap, by the way.
Yeah.
But I don't even need to make $15,000. I'd be happy to make like $5,000 because all I want to do is buy a new Mac. That's it. I just want my pictures to buy me a new Mac, and I'm happy.
Okay. All right. You know what? Good point. Now, knowing that this has hit Petapixel, this hit essentially the photography mainstream, right? How many copycats are going to happen now?
Oh, yeah. Like well, I said, tinfoil yeah, hat.
Probably a lot, because I'm thinking about it right now. I'm like, what's the – I don't remember the password to my PayPal account, but I should figure that out and get this ball rolling.
How about this? Let's try something. Let's all three of us do this, and individually we'll make our own, you know, post to solicit our prints and see who can get the most sales. Not the most money, but just the most sales or most interest in it. And I wager that you guys are going to beat me by a mile.
No.
I will say this guy has some – so none of these pictures are good, but some of them are interesting.
They're interesting, yes.
There's something to be said for that.
Right. But nothing that I would want to hang on a wall.
No, hell no. Well, I mean, who the hell's hanging a 4x6? And yeah. It's really more of the fact of why in the world is someone paying $150 to get a 4x6 of any of this stuff?
Right. Although, I mean, I gotta say, go on.
Here's what I would pay $150 for. If I was in one of these very unflattering pictures, I'd pay the guy $150 to take it off the web and destroy it.
Amen. In one of his photos, he takes a picture of two cops on a staircase, and they look like they're about to kick his ass.
Yes.
I almost wish they did. The first time in my life, a photographer who makes a living off of photography has thought to himself, there should be laws banning this just because of that photo.
Now, for him to get $15,000, it only took less than 1% of his audience to do that.
Right.
Yeah, that's good odds right there for me to get a new Mac.
Yes.
So, but I'm wondering, like, maybe people don't want to spend that kind of money on, like, landscape pictures. Maybe I need to go to, like, I don't know, like Manchester, New Hampshire, and just do a bunch of really stupid street photography. And, well, I don't even know. Where's the hellhole around here, Mark? Should I come down to Haverhill?
Oh.
You know,
Mark,
why would I be insulted by that, actually? No, it's not enough of a hellhole. Although, yesterday.
The ghetto bird.
There was, I guess, a drug raid or something, because I saw a helicopter.
I'm sorry. That was really well.
No. That's totally fine. I just didn't know how to make a comeback. I'm like,
yes.
I'm sitting here. I'm thinking, is this place really a hellhole? No, where would be a good place? No, I don't think we have enough of a hellhole. And by that time, I think, oh, wait, that was a joke.
For a second there, I thought you were thinking to yourself, why is he back on the show? Couldn't he take another week off?
You know where you should go, actually, if you want hellholes, is just take a trip to Boston.
Well, you got to go to the right part, though.
Yeah, that's true. You know what, though? Manchester might be a good place.
It might be.
Manchester, New Hampshire.
It might be.
That's a place that tries to be a city.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to where I'm moving.
Is it?
Not well, yeah, the actual like city part, yes.
Interesting.
Not really.
It's all good. You know what, though? I got to say this. Remember a long, long time ago how I made that post on the Tiny Shutter website about what it takes to be a popular Instagrammer?
Yes.
Tiny Shutter as a website?
Dum-dum. Yeah, we barely.
It's at tinyshutter.com.
No, I'm really working on getting kicked off this podcast.
You're going in the opposite direction, man.
Actually, I'm thinking of kicking myself off. I'm like, damn, he's on a roll. I'll just produce. So what I put on a long time ago, and I'm just going by memory here because I have no idea where I posted it. I mean, yes, I posted it on tinyshodan.com, but I'm not going to do the search for it. It was a long time ago. Essentially, you need a compelling profile image, which this guy does. Check. I pray that's a banana and not something else.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know if it's two dudes or if that's a man and a woman.
It looks like a man and a woman.
It does. But judging by his portfolio, that remains up in the air.
It is true.
You have to conform to a certain style, which he does. It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, there's no variance in there at all.
None whatsoever. And I can't remember the third part.
I have lots of robots follow you?
No, I don't think it's the robots. There was something else. There was a third thing. I think it might have been being a girl, but this guy clearly is not. Oh, I think I might have said that being a girl helps. Or
probably. Something like that. Oh, I thought it was lots of skin.
Oh, no. Have a witty username or something. But this guy clearly doesn't. So he matches two of the three criteria, although I'll have to dust up on the criteria stuff. Anyway, go to this guy's Instagram page. Get your $150 print before time runs out. And you too will be the owner of two people with a banana in their mouth reenacting Lady and the Tramp. Jeez. Compelled yet? Good.
Oh.
That being said, let's go into post pick of the week. Post pick of the week. This week's post pick of the week goes to a gentleman by the name of With iPhone, all one word. And this is somebody who deserves to probably be making $150 print because yes. He's been doing this really cool series. You guys are going to see one, but he's been doing a whole bunch of these lately where in this particular photo, he has what looks like
puppet eyes.
Well, it's puppet eyes on it looks like a sanding machine.
It's either a sander or it looks like it's in a vise, and so I think it might be a drill.
Okay, so it's a drill or a sanding machine, whatever. But basically, he's making faces out of inanimate objects just by the addition of googly eyes.
Yeah, I looked at like his whole series of these so far just the other day, and they're pretty funny.
Yeah, they're hilarious. And he's putting googly eyes on like a vacuum cleaner, a bike tire. One of my favorite ones here is a scrub brush. It's awesome. You guys have to check it out. His profile is With iPhone, and you will not be disappointed. And wow. Give him $150 if you want a print.
There you go.
He's not officially offering it, but I'm sure he won't turn it down. Way to go. And if you too want to be added as post pick of the week, all you need to do is add the hashtag TinyShudder to your Instagram photo, and you will become part of the glorious club that is TinyShudder. And yay. I can't promise you 28,000 people, but at least you'll know your photos are good. I don't know if I made any consolation there. $15,000, damn. Anyway, before I sink myself into a whole new low there, let's go into focus points.
Focus point.
So, you guys have anything? Because I am reviewing something at the moment, but it's not ready to go up yet.
Go ahead, Matt.
All righty. I haven't really played with too much new lately, but I was looking through, I think I was actually looking through our Tiny Shutter feed, and I saw some double exposures, and I thought they were pretty cool. So I was wondering, you know, how did the person do that? And it turns out that there's a pretty awesome app out there called Diana Photo. And it's 99 cents in the iTunes store right now. And basically, you could use the app to take two, you know, separate pictures of something and then, you know, have them combined together, or you could pull existing photos that you already have out of your camera roll. And there's basically just a whole bunch of different looking double exposure effects, and you basically can just scroll through the effects and kind of see which one you like best. There's really not too much in the way of controls. There's no like adjustability or anything like that. It just, you kind of get what you get, and you really just kind of have to scroll through the effects and see which one you like. So it's a pretty simple app, but some of the effects are pretty cool. I haven't gotten anything with it that I felt compelled to share. For me, everything, it has been initially like, oh, that's kind of neat, but not like really creative. Like, I haven't had any specific ideas for a double exposure. So it's something I'll keep playing with, but I think, you know, in the hands of someone a little bit more creative than myself, this would definitely be a pretty sweet app to have.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And Joe, you got some cool stuff today.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about an app, and then I also have my new OtterBox. So I'll start with the app. And Maude Byrne had texted us about, actually mainly Mark, but I got to see it, about an app that he saw called Split Pick Pro. And I had tried doing this with other apps, and there was one in particular, I can't remember what it was, but I think it was the, actually, no, I got it right here. It was the group shot, where group shot, you can take two photos that are virtually almost the same, except, you know, one person may have their eyes closed in one photo and the other person has this great expression. And then the opposite photo is like, you know, the same thing, but with the other person. You can actually take and switch them out into a photo and make it into your favorite shot. So this app actually will allow you to almost do a double exposure, except you're taking a shot of, say, a scene, and you can put yourself, if you're doing, you know, not selfies, but, you know, self-portraits, or somebody's taking a picture of somebody else, you have them on the right-hand side of the photo, and then they could jump to the left-hand side of the photo, you could take the shot, and it lines everything up to make it look like they're twins. And so you can do some creative stuff. I thought that was pretty cool. But that's what I was going for with Group Shot, and Split Pick Pro is it. There's a free version, and then there's the $1.99 version. I just went ahead and got the $1.99 one.
There you go.
And then on last Saturday, my new OtterBox came. And this is the OtterBox Ion for the 4 and 4S. And what the Ion is, it's a backup battery for your iPhone built into the case. And I have to say, it's awesome.
Nice.
I absolutely love it. It uses a mini USB, sort of like what the Androids use, and some others. And you, when you put it into the case, you slide the iPhone in, and there's a 30-pin connector that goes into your iPhone. And when you charge, it'll charge your iPhone and the case at the same time. And once you get up to, and it, and then you once you get it up to 100%, it'll use the phone's battery first, and when it gets to 60%, the case will kick in and charge it back up to 100. And there's an app that you can download. It's free from OtterBox that will show you the percentages of both your phone and the case. How much is left in the case versus, you know, you can always see what's on the phone because of the feature on the phone. But then it also has at the bottom, there's a button you can press and it'll light up 10 little like fiber optic lights to show in a scale to show how much battery power is left in your phone, in your case, I mean. And
nice.
So you have two ways of being able to check, and it's awesome. I love it. I don't, you know, I'm thinking of skipping the next version of iPhone and just sticking with this for a while.
Nice. How much did you pay for it?
It's regularly $120, and it's been marked 50% off. So I paid $65. I did have the clip for it does not come in the case. With the case, and so I had to order it. That's normally $15, but it was marked 50% off, and so I had to pay another $8.
That's the beauty about things that are accessories for the iPhone 4, 4S, that they're becoming
discounted.
Discounted because that's eventually going to become obsolete. Yep. I don't know how soon, but we'll see. We might see it this fall.
I'll be petitioning him. I still have my 4S. What do you mean you don't have it in stock? That was three models ago.
Yeah. Right now there's only two 4S's left out there. Yours and my wife's, and she's about to get rid of hers. So.
No, my wife has a 4S as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, fine then.
And her contract is up this year, and I'm going to see if she's going to want to upgrade her phone or if she'll allow me to upgrade the phone. You know what? I'll give her my phone.
Hey, I don't want to drag this show out any longer, but this just reminded me of something that I wanted to ask you guys and also the listeners, and they could respond on Facebook or whatever to my problem slash question. So my wife has a 4S, and recently – sometimes when she's taking pictures with it, like she'll take a whole bunch of pictures and then go into the camera roll and all the thumbnails are there. But when you click on a picture to like view it full screen, it's just white. It's just a white screen.
Interesting. There's
nothing there. But if you go back to thumbnail view, like you can see the picture. And if she like puts it in a shared album, it's just a white picture. If she sends it to me like in a text, it's just a white picture. And
really?
Yeah, it's happened a lot lately. And it's, you know, it's very frustrating for her because she's, you know, taking pictures of our son and things of that nature and, you know, trying to get these memories and then they're not coming out. So
I had a similar thing happen to me with a memory card on a camera. The raw image was corrupted, but the JPEG was fine.
So I'm just wondering.
What you're seeing is that there's two different files, one for acting as a thumbnail and then the actual image.
Let me ask you this. Is she's up to date with all her updates, right?
Yep.
And is it a specific app that she's using or it's the native app?
It's the native app.
I would probably
get it on a Camera Plus or something.
Or I would recommend doing a, you know, taking everything off that's important and doing a refresh, all new, like it's a brand new phone, and seeing if that changes it. Because it could be a software problem.
Could be. The other thing of it too is she likes to shoot video, and she's only got a 16 gigabyte model.
Yeah,
and she doesn't update her phone or do anything like that. I do it for her, and because it's not my phone, I don't think about it very often. And the last time I plugged her phone into the computer, I don't even know how this is possible, but it was over capacity. So it said
it sounds like a software problem.
Yeah, it might be. So, yeah, I had to basically, you know, I backed everything up and put all her videos like on the Mac hard drive. And then I basically had to get rid of like just a zillion gigabytes worth of photos and videos off her phone.
Yeah, I do the same thing with my wife.
But I'm just curious if anyone else had a problem and what you did to fix it. I'd love to hear about it.
Sweet. And with that, let's start wrapping things up. If you want to contact the show, and we would absolutely love to hear from you guys, and we have a brand new way of doing this. We're going to give it a try. So anybody who wants to test this out, be more than happy to hear from you. We will be happy to take video questions, whether you want to take a video of yourself asking the question or just focus something on like, you know, a slice of bread and then ask your question. But do it through Instagram. Instagram has the new personal
PG,
message
feed. PG. What? Make sure it's PG.
PG?
Or G.
Who cares? We can censor it. I can, you know, make it rated R if you're frustrated enough. I think Mark is a totally fine. But Joe, what's our Tiny Shutter feed? It's Tiny Shutter Podcast, right?
Yep. Tiny Shutter Podcast. I can't.
Okay. Tiny Shutter Podcast is our Instagram channel that we use for mainly posting for post pick of the week. But if you send a direct message and you can do video, do it to that channel and or that account, and we will play the audio over the air. And or if you want to just send us a regular message, just send us a picture with your question, and we'll read it on the air. So
we'll make Mark read it.
Yeah, because my diction is quite perfect, and Lord only knows why I'm the person hosting the show and not somebody who could speak a decent English. Mystery will continue. So go ahead and do that, or you could just go to tinyshutter.com and send us a message there. You could find us on Facebook or Google Plus. Just do a search for Tiny Shutter, and you will find us there. And of course, we're on the Twitters at Tiny Shutter. And Matt, tell the world where they can find you on this awesome interwebs.
You can find me on Instagram at M Hoffman Photo, and I encourage everyone to take a look at my photo stream. If you need any pictures, send $100 to my PayPal account, and I'll get it out to you.
Wait, we lost him. Oh, there
he is. No, we got that. We got that. How about you, Joe?
You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. And you can just send me straight the $100. That's it.
And you can find me, Mark Sadowski, on my website, offthemark.com. That's Mark with a C. And from there, you'll have access to my Instagram page, my Twitter page, my Facebook page, and see all the stuff that I've been posting. A lot of it is some of my photos from the Fuji camera, some of it is iPhone. And I too can be bought. I will, but I'm going to undercut Matt and charge only $75 for any print that you guys want. Just yeah, send me a message.
It's worth the extra $25 for something you'd actually want to hang up. Dude, Mark, I'm sorry. I'm really tearing you apart tonight.
It's all good. And for those of you who want to do bulk purchases, we can negotiate prices. So there you go. Oh, wow, that's so funny. You know what? Out of all three of us, Matt, everyone's going to be going for your stuff.
Exactly.
I don't know about that.
I don't think people are going to want pictures of my stuff. But anyway, there you go. Check us out and have fun. And definitely send us your questions. Questions or comments, and any of them is most appreciative. Appreciated. See?
Sure.
Well, it's late here, so I'm going to bust up language. So that's all for this week. Matt, good to have you back. And you're fired. I kid. But before you could actually get the last word, I'm doing this.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Son of a bitch. Although, hey, hang on. Let me take a moment and say Harold Ramis dying. What a sad thing.
Yeah.
That guy was a brilliant, brilliant comedian. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
May you take all the selfies in the sky without getting lice. So,
you know, I wait at the end of every episode for you to do that.
That's what you get for rushing. Anyway, that's all. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.